Bone Boy Speaks, episode 480, Rapid Charge.
In the last episode, I talked about how to improve battery life on your iPhone, but really, you know, this is a problem that all mobile devices have had since the beginning of, you know, beginning of mobile devices, right, is that eventually the battery wears out. Now, you know, in the olden days, you know, before cell phones even, right, the devices didn't do a whole lot, so you could plug in, you know, four AA batteries or whatever and be fine for, you know, a good long while, whereas, you know, as we start getting into... you know, the devices get smaller and more capable, and you know, now we have, you know, like mini supercomputers in our pocket. You know, it's no wonder that these devices have you know, they do far more, and the battery technology really hasn't improved all that much over the last 20 years. It's been pretty stagnant. I mean, there's been some minor improvements, and of course, you know, the smartphone makers have been trying to be much more efficient about how they use the battery, because let's face it, the fundamental problems with batteries haven't changed, namely that they take a long time to charge, and there's only so much so much battery you can plug into a space, and so, you know, there's a balance between, you know, how thin you want your phones versus you know, how much battery life they have. And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons, like, say, like an iPad does really well, is because it's got a big screen and you can put battery behind it, and you know, and so those things will last you all day, whereas your smartphone, which fits in your pocket, will, you know, it might last the day. But anyway, there's an Israeli startup company that has claimed to have solved this problem, and it's probably not the first company that has, you know, has done that, and may not ever be the last. But this is, I think, the first time I've seen a demonstration on video. And what they show in the video is this brick-like battery that's plugged into the back of a Samsung Galaxy S4, and they show that, you know, the battery is at like 27% or something, and then they plug in this, you know, they plug the battery in, and in like 30 seconds, the thing charges to, you know, full tilt, right? Which is, you know, for even though the battery's pretty big, it's an amazing feat to be able to do that, right? And that's, you know, they've talked about supercapacitors and stuff like that. So it's kind of a similar concept, and that's something that we're looking forward to, being able to charge our phones, you know, quickly, right? And that's not the big issue with you know, the batteries being not as good a capacity. It's the fact that it actually takes like a very long time to charge your battery. You know, I mean, when I'm at home, I have to leave my phone plugged in, you know, a lot of the time tethered in order to keep the phone charged when I'm off, right? And so it's, but it takes a long time. If I just only had to plug it in for 30 seconds, it wouldn't be a big deal. And I could, you know, I wouldn't have to ensure that my phone would be completely charged before I left the house. I could just plug it in right before I left the house. It would be up to 100%, and life would go on. That would be fantastic, but we're not there yet. There's been a lot of companies that have claimed to solve the battery life problem, and you know, this company said, you know, maybe at the end of 2016 we'll see this battery commercially available, but in sizes that make sense for you know, for modern smartphones. But I think you know, again, it's the first video demo I've seen of this concept, and so it looks good on video, but you know, I'll have to wait for the you know, the production versions, and you know, and have it show up in an iPhone near me, because that will change the game, right? I mean, you know, we can make the batteries more efficient, but we can also make it so that the batteries can be charged very quickly, then the fact that, you know, that we have to charge the battery multiple times a day may not be such a big deal, actually.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.